friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Look, can I ask you, is He yours? He can be. He came to be. He wants to be. The Bible said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And friend, if you're lost, you started this day lost, you can end it saved. If you started this day on your way to a Christless eternity, and that's a very kind way of saying dying lost and going to hell, friend, you can change that too. Listen, salvation's free. Cost God a lot. Cost His Son, His life, His blood. But for you, sir, for you, ma'am, it's free for the asking. If God's dealing with your heart, and I believe He is, or you wouldn't be listening to this old country preacher today, listen, I believe you can be saved. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, right after the book of James, right before the book of 2 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to read two verses of Scripture out of it, and then I'll share the word that I believe God has laid on my heart. And I trust it'll be a blessing to everyone that hears. I trust it'll bring glory to God, honor to His Son. Oh, listen, friend, listen. This message is about a real person, about some real challenges, and I just trust it'll be a blessing. But before we do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do, one of our favorites, one of her finest. The title of it is, I've Got It All. When she gets done with that, I'll be back with the message. I hope you enjoy it. Listen now, listen to the words and see what she says as she wrote this song.
This weary soul had a long game, needing a place of belonging. I searched the world, never finding, until the Savior came. And overjoyed in this heart of mine,
friend. I'm telling you, just love that. I never will forget the first time Debbie played it for me. She said, what do you think? And I said, well, I don't know. You know, that Louisiana sound. But boy, I'll tell you what, the more I hear it, the more I listen to the message of it, the more I love it, and the more that I'm glad, because I've got Jesus, and because He's got me, thank God, I've got it all. I've got it all. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. Listen to what it says. Listen, friend, we got to pay attention. I mean to tell you, there are certain portions of the Word of God that ought to draw our attention. It actually demands our attention. We ought to willingly give more attention to it in certain places than we do others. Not that any portion of it is unworthy of attention. I'm not saying that. It's all important. It's all significant. Let's be honest, friend. There are some things that are more important than others. And listen to what Peter said. He said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want to talk to you a little bit today about this. There's something we better do. There's something we better do. I'll tell you, friend, I can't get over the times that we are currently in, still dealing with this COVID situation. We're just a couple of months away from what I believe to be the most important election that maybe our nation has ever had. It is that, at least in our lifetime. I look back at the day that they elected Abraham Lincoln and elected him the second time, the second term, although he didn't last very long because of an assassin's bullet. Listen, friend, it was an amazing, important time when our nation was divided in that day. Well, it's divided in this day. I mean, there are people that are talking about fears over some kind of another civil war. Listen, friend, it's not impossible. I pray God not. I pray God not. But I'm going to tell you something. There's some things we need to do regardless of how it is in the world, regardless of how it is in our nation, regardless of how it is, friend, around us. Look, you and I as believers, you and I as followers of Christ, we've got something that we better do. And this is what Peter said that we better do. He said we better be sober, be vigilant. And he gives us a reason why. Because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Listen. I believe with all my heart Peter knew something about the enemy. I believe Peter, when he was writing this, when he was getting ready to close his first letter to the saints that were scattered abroad, to those saints that were experiencing the oppression, the persecution under Nero, I believe that Peter was trying to say, hey, brothers, listen, I know it's bad. I know we got an enemy. I know that it's weighty where you're at and what you're experiencing. But listen, friend, I believe Peter was saying, listen, we can withstand, we can overcome, we can endure if we do the right things. I believe he was remembering and drawing from his experience as a young apostle, as a man who loved the Lord, as a man who was quick in his decision. I mean, he was fiery as he could be, was he not? I mean, to tell you, one moment he was on the mountaintop and the other moment the mountain was on him. I mean to tell you, listen, he was hot and he was cold, but I believe Peter was all in. I believe that with all of my heart. Even when he messed up, he was all in. I believe you can remember back when Jesus on the night of his betrayal, on the night when all of his apostles would forsake him and flee, on the night how that Judas would sell him for 30 pieces of silver, the Sanhedrin would arrest him, Caiaphas said, and the courts, kangaroo courts, would try him on the night before he was crucified, on the night before he died as a sinner, for the sinner. You know what? Peter heard Jesus say, now listen, Peter, Satan has desired to sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. I think that's remarkable. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. Look, Jesus could have said, I prayed that you wouldn't be tried, Peter. I prayed that you wouldn't fail, Peter. No, that's not what Jesus said. He said, I prayed that thy faith fail not. My, listen, Peter fell, but his faith didn't. Look a little later in that 22nd chapter of the book of Luke, we hear Peter saying, "Now listen, Lord, I want to tell you something. You see all these other 11 men in this room, though they all forsake thee, not me, buddy. Listen, I know me better than you. I know what I'm capable of. I'm telling you, Lord, I'm not only willing to go into Jerusalem with you, but I'm willing to die for you." Oh, look, Jesus took him with him. Did he not in the garden, separated Peter, James, and John from all of the other apostles and said, "Now here, Peter, it's what you do. Listen, James. Listen, John. You all sit here, you watch. Don't just watch, but pray. Now listen, folks, this is important." And you know what they did? They fell asleep. I'm afraid. Oh, how I'm afraid. How that too many of our people that name the name of Christ have fallen asleep. They've been rocked asleep by the devil. Oh, and Peter said, "Listen, we ought to be sober. We ought to be vigilant because we've got an adversary, the devil, that's walking about seeking whom he may devour. I believe Peter remembered that night. I believe he remembered when he went into the garden. I believe he remembered when he followed, or when he stood there with Jesus instead of fleeing with all the rest, taking his sword, cutting off Malchus's ears. I believe he remembered when he walked down there out of Caiaphas' house, and all there three times on three occasions before the cock crow, bless God, he denied Jesus three times. I believe, according to Luke, chapter 22, again, verse 61. I believe he remembered clearly and painfully that look that Jesus gave him as he looked out there in that courtyard and saw his beloved apostle, his beloved Peter, standing there, who turned and went out and wept bitterly and sought the forgiveness of Almighty God. I believe Peter remembered that. I believe he remembered his experience with the adversary, with the enemy of man's soul. And look, friend, let me tell you something. The devil's a real person. He's a real personality. I want you to know, friend, he's not just some little somebody dressed up in a red suit with the horns on his forehead and a pitchfork in his hand and a pointed tail. I want you to know he's cunning. I want you to know he's a deceiver. I want you to know, bless God, he's subtle. I want you to know that he's the enemy of man's soul. He hates God and he hates those of God. I'm telling you, Peter tells us in this passage that there's some things that you and I ought to do. You say, "What did he say, preacher?" Well, look what he said there in verse 8. He said, "Be sober and be vigilant." You say, "What's that mean?" It means, well, listen, be sound-minded. I mean to tell you, be sober-minded. I mean, we need to think clearly. That's exactly what he's talking about. He's saying, be sober, be vigilant. He said, you got an enemy. You better be watchful. You better be paying attention. You better be sound in your mind. And you say, why? Because, listen, we've got an enemy of the soul. Hey, he's both an accuser of the brother as well as a destroyer of mankind. Hey, his name is Abaddon. His name is Apollyon, which means that he is a destroyer. He is also the accuser of the brother. That's, I believe, what Satan is saying. Hey, or Satan means he's a dangerous enemy. He's a present enemy. He's prevalent. Friend, listen. But oh, by the grace of God, hallelujah, if we do the things Peter said that we can do, we can withstand him. We can resist him. We can get victory over him. I thank God for the glory of Almighty God. But he said, listen, you need to be sober. You need to be sober. Isn't that amazing? We need to be sober against this enemy, this accuser of the brother, and this one that, listen, comes against us maliciously, insidiously, hostily. I mean to tell you, he does it persistently. He does it consistently. We need to be sober. We need to have our minds about us. We need to be in control. Listen, when it comes down to the conflict of Satan, and I'll tell you the best thing we can do when it comes to us in a conflict against Satan, and I'm going to pick up James 4 here in just a little bit, the good Lord willing. Bless God, we need to realize that we run to our Lord. We stand fast in Him, in the faith, in the One Himself. himself, who got victory over death, hell, and the grave, who got victory over sin and over Satan. Oh, who defeated how the enemy of man's soul had a place called Calvary. He said, now listen, we ought to be sober. We ought to also be vigilant. You know, that's a military term, if I remember correctly. I mean to tell you, listen, it's something that we all ought to do. It's something that we all can do. It means simply have to be on guard. We ought to be constantly on guard duty spiritually. Now listen, how the devil started his subtlety back in the garden when he came to Eve and began to deceive her about the fruit that's on the tree in the midst of a garden that God said to Adam, and I believe even to Eve, don't ye eat thereof, for in the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. Paul brings that same thought over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And listen, under what he said, he was talking to that church at Corinth. He said, listen, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, and I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But, he said, I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, talking about Satan, who took among him the form of a serpent through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Hey, can I tell you what, friend? It's easy for anybody. I bless God from David to Demas to be deceived by the enemy, to be taken away by the enemy if we're not sober-minded, if we're not watching. If you don't believe me, read the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11 and you'll see what happened to David. And if you look up the word Demas, you'll find him in three places, in the book of Colossians, the book of Philemon, and the book of 2 Timothy. And oh, you'll find a sad end for this man to the name of Demas. So we need to be sound in mind. We need to be sober in mind. We need to be guardful. We need to be watchful. Hey, lest the enemy comes in subtly. And he said, now what are we supposed to stand against? Who is it? Well, it's the adversary. I've done told you that. It's the devil. I bless God. Listen, this enemy of man's soul has got power. I mean to tell you, one time he was Lucifer. Hey, he led a rebellion. He's very intelligent. He's very powerful. He's very wise. And oh, look, he's a formidable enemy against the souls of man. I mean to tell, he didn't have the audacity to come against Jesus. If you look in Matthew chapter 4 and other chapters in Luke and Mark, when he met Jesus in the wilderness, temptation, when he tried him three times with the same things that he tried Adam and Eve with in the garden, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. I want you to know, listen, the devil, friend, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may destroy. And you know what he's seeking to do? He's seeking to wreck you, sir. He's seeking to wreck you, ma'am. He's seeking to wreck your life. He's seeking to wreck your marriage. I mean to tell you, he's seeking, I bless God, to just bring it into a crumpled a waste. He's just wanting to see you go over the cliff, if you will, and not make the turn. Just simply tear it up. Am I going the wrong way? I'm doing the wrong thing. He wants to ruin your testimony. He wants to ruin your testimony like he did Demas. Now listen, Demas is a unique man. I've got my opinion about him, but when we first come in contact with him, when Paul makes mention of him, I bless God, he was with Paul. I mean, he was a co-laborer with Paul, a fellow laborer with Paul. And the next time, you just see him mentioned. And then the third time, the final time, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said, Demas hath forsaken me. Oh, what a sad testimony. How to close your book. How to close your name. To close your life in this world. To hear how that so-and-so hath forsaken me. But look, he's not only there to wreck and to ruin, but he's there to rob. He'll rob your testimony. He'll rob your spiritual strength. If you don't believe me, ask Samson. Oh, look, Samson, bless God, after he got up, have that final time of laying his head in the lap of a woman by the name of And Delilah, he got up to shake himself as he did at other times, and knew not that his strength was gone. Oh, when it happens, it's all too late. But if we're sober, if we're vigilant, thank God that, listen, that roaring lion that walketh about seeking whom he may devour will not be able to devour us. Oh, listen, friend, he's a formidable enemy, just like I've already said. Have a look now. Here's the who, and here's the why, and here's the what, and let me tell you when. He's doing it now. We've got to do it now. We can't wait till tomorrow to start being sober-minded. We can't wait till tomorrow to start thinking right, to start doing right. We got to start today. We can't say, look, I'll get started in the morning, preacher. I'll get started tomorrow. No, friend, we got to do it now. Do you hear? We're in a battle. We're in a battle. Bless God for our life. We're in a battle for our soul. We're in a battle for our testimony. Let me say something here. If you're saved, say amen. And listen, the devil can't touch your soul. Do you hear me? I mean, that's been bought and paid for. I mean, to tell you, listen, that situation is taken care of. That issue is settled. There's no doubt, no question about that. Listen, I'll tell you, the enemy, bless God, he can't possess you. But I'll tell you what he can do. He can trouble you. I'm telling you, he can bother you. He can come against you, and he'll do that. Listen, he's tried everybody from Job to Jesus. Isn't that amazing? I mean, to tell you, the oldest man in the Word of God, Satan came against him. Came against him before God, and he began to make accusations against that man. God said, listen, Satan, listen, slew foot. Have you ever considered my servant Job, who's a perfect and upright man, one who feareth God and escheweth evil? Hey, Satan doesn't matter who he picks on. Satan doesn't matter who he comes after. Hey, he hates us because he hates God. He hates us because we're a child of God. But all the good news is today. The good news is today. He can't have you. You've been bought in the blood. You've been sealed to the Spirit of God. How about what am I supposed to do, preacher? I know the enemy's come against me. I can feel it. I know when he's around. I'm wise enough to know of the temptations. I'm wise enough to know every now and then I bump into him. I'm wise enough to know that he works through the world of the flesh and the devil. So what am I going to do? Listen to what Peter said. He said, now this. He said, be sober. Don't forget that. Be vigilant. Because your adversary. Listen, it's a personal thing. And bless God, it is a personal thing. He's our adversary, but he's yours. He wants to ruin you. Wants to wreck you. Wants to rob you. I'm telling you, ask a man of the name of Lot. Ask him how his testimony was before his sons-in-laws and daughters who got married. He said, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. But listen, he goes on in verse 9, and here's the key. So here's what we're supposed to do. Here's something we're supposed to do. Bless God, we're to resist him, steadfast in the faith. You know what I would say right now? Glory. Hallelujah. James tells us in chapter 4 a little bit about this, does he not? Listen to what he says, and I'm going to pick it up in verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded, and be ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. I'll tell you, listen, the devil's after us. I mean to tell you, he knows he can't get our salvation. He knows he can't get our soul. He knows all of that. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. Listen, Peter knew what he could do, how to bring you grief. Peter knew what he could do, how to break your spirit. Peter knew what he could do. I bless God to cause you to lose the joy, the salvation. Peter knew what he could do. How to cause you to live with regret. I'm telling you, we need to resist him. And we need to stand against him. And we need to do it in the faith. We need to say, hey, Lord, listen, I can't do that. Hey, look, let me tell you something. When the devil comes knocking on your door, won't you send your big brother? Won't you tell Jesus to go answer it? Do you know what I found out? out. Man, I like that when I found out. You know the only thing that a lion, the king of the jungle, is afraid of? Do you know the only thing that a lion is afraid of? It's a bigger lion, thank God. Well, I'll tell you, listen, Satan may be a lion walking about seeking whom he may devour, but I want you to know there is a lion, hallelujah, of the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah, thank God, who has prevailed. Have to open the book and loosen the seals and thereof. I'm telling you, there's some things we better do. We ought to be sober. We ought to be vigilant. We ought to understand that we've got an adversary, an accuser of the brother, that's trying to rob us, that's trying to wreck us, that's trying to ruin us. And we need to understand that we're in a battle now. We need to understand, bless God, that we've got victory over him through Christ. What's that that overcomes? Even our faith. That's what John said in chapter 5. Who is he that overcomes but he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ? Hey, sir, man. Hey, brother, sister in Christ. Run to Jesus. Run to him now. Get under the shelter of his almighty wing. Have thank God do your part, because he's already done his part. Until the next time, let's get the victory. Amen.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.